Object 13. Title: Crowned Buddha. Provenance: East India. Original medium: carved black basalt. Time period: Pala, 12th century CE. Measurement: height 40.5 centimeters, width 26.5.5 centimeters, depth 9.5 centimeters. This is the image of Buddha from the Pala period that ruled eastern India in the 12th century CE. On top of the panel is a register of three figures of Buddha from various scenes of his life. The figure on the extreme left depicts his descent at Sankasya from Tusita heaven. The one in the center is in preaching or Dharma Chakra Mudra, hinting at the first sermon at Sarnath. The figure on the extreme right is a depiction of the subjugation of the elephant Nalgiri at Rajgriha. The figure of the elephant is not depicted since it was supposed to be understood by the audience. Coming down to the central figure, one can touch the figure of Gautam Buddha, which sits under a Chaitya arch topped by an auspicious Kirti Mukh and flanked by two Kinnaras, or half-man, half-bird mythical creatures playing musical instruments. The Chaitya arch is supported on two pilasters on either side that open up to lotus blossoms. The central figure of the Buddha is shown here crowned, and this is a feature that contradicts the Buddha's ascetic nature. However, such conventions had become very common by this time period in Buddhism, identifying the monk with a monarch and depicting Buddha in the garb of a Chakravartin ruler. He sits wearing a bejeweled crown, a necklace, and a thin robe that drops from his left shoulder. His left arm is placed on his lap, and the right arm touches the earth in what is termed as the earth-touching or Bhumi Sparsha Mudra. He sits on the cosmic lotus, and on the pedestal are depicted two lions on either side, which indicates his association with the Shakya clan. The center of the pedestal depicts the figure of Earth Goddess or Bhudevi emerging from the earth. This particular piece thus depicts the moment when Buddha defeated the demon Mara's army by calling upon the Earth Goddess to arise and stand as his witness.